You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Today I have with me Ms. Lydia and Mr. Tim Autry. They're missionaries to Bulgaria. They came 2006, 2007, when there were very few Christians in the nation of Bulgaria. But I've been able to be here over the last several days, and I have witnessed the fruit of their work here in Bulgaria. Many people have become Christians, and I just want to start by saying thank you for your ministry, for the good work that you all are doing here in Bulgaria.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, you came, very few Christians. People are listening in, and I'm sure they're going to be excited to hear about the story of Bulgaria. But wherever people may be and they're listening today, we all have a responsibility to take the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever we may go. So I want to encourage our listeners to let's celebrate what's happening in Bulgaria. Let's also think about what we might be able to do to spread the gospel wherever we may find ourselves. So let's begin. You come to Bulgaria, you're here. We had communism. We have very few Christians here. What do you do to try to help people to learn more about the gospel and to become followers of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I think one of the first things is we recognize that deep down in the heart of everyone, what they really have godly desires deep down. Now, on the surface, they may not be so godly, but deep down, everyone wants, they want to be loved. You know, they want good relationships. They want a sense of belonging. But because they don't know God, they don't know how to go about that. And at the same time, while they have these godly desires, they also don't trust you. They don't know you. Sometimes we suppose that we're Christians, we're good people, they're going to listen to us, they're going to trust us, but in reality, no, we haven't earned that yet. So what we have to do is be involved in their lives. And that's what we do here in Bulgaria, in the churches. Each of us individually, we look and see, okay, where is a need? How can we fulfill that need? And as we fulfill that need, we build relationships. That relationship, if we're faithful to God, builds trust. And that trust can lead to those conversations that they really want to have, but they want to have them once they can trust us enough to listen to our answers.
So in Bulgaria, many people look at you all as really a cult, don't they? And they have great suspicion. And a lot of our listeners would be in North America, would be in the United States and Canada, and they too are increasingly seen that way. But you've been able to break through that in some ways. What are some of the things you have done to break that barrier where you could interact with people and they could get to know you a little better?
We try to be creative. In Bulgaria, almost no one comes straight to the church. That's why we need to find a way to go out and find the people who are seeking after God. So we try to do it in different creative ways. And if something doesn't work, that's okay, we try something else. And if it doesn't work, we try something else. So some of the things that have worked so far in our ministry, in our church, where we serve in Svishtov, it's been wonderful to serve the community by having English conversational clubs. We don't charge people any money, but once a week they come for 1 hour on different levels, children, adults, beginners, advanced. And we, in a fun way, creative way, we teach them English because lots of people want to learn English in Bulgaria. And lessons are very expensive usually. So this is one way we serve the people. Also, we...
Let's stop on that for a minute, because sure. That has been very successful. Mm-hmm. And you're saying people don't naturally come to the church. Mm-hmm. You're providing a service for them. Mm-hmm. It's very important that they know English, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so you're teaching them that. Now, if I'm in America, how can I do that? We have international students, mm-hmm. and there's many ways we could do that as well. And that's starting that relationship. So first thing is the English club. That's a big mm-hmm. part. You were about to say something else.
Well, other ways we try to serve the community and earn their trust and the privilege to share the gospel after that is together with THP, the HANA Project. We have done an amazing work for the last 8 years. Almost every year they have been coming a team from THP, and we've been able to remodel 3 wards of the hospital, completely redone them. You know, also we've done, we fixed the park, community park. We have built a playground for children with disabilities. So things like that, I mean, we have definitely, it makes an impact, and people see that we want to help. We want to be there for them. We want to feel the need. Also with the crisis with the immigrants from Ukraine, we stepped up and called the mayor personally and said, we are going to take a family to live in the church. And we still actually have a family living 6 months after the war started in Ukraine. And it's been through them, actually, we were able to go back to Ukraine and deliver 7 bombarded villages food and medicine. So things like that, there's so many ways. We also do cooking classes for women, just anything. Church doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah, no. And so you're finding a need and you're meeting it, really like what we see in Matthew chapter 25, where the Lord said, you know, you take in people that are struggling, you help them. And so you found needs in your community and you've tried to reach that. And it's really, it's opened some doors, hasn't it? You've mentioned earlier about even Samaritan's Purse. And I know a lot of our listeners are getting ready to put their shoeboxes together. Oh, that's such a big deal in a place like Bulgaria for a child to receive a shoebox.
Yeah, there are many villages where that's the only present they get. But it's more than the present. When we distribute the presents, we also talk about the gospel. And for many of them, it's really the first time hearing the gospel. I think in a lot of countries, and this is coming to the U.S., but in Bulgaria, for example, they don't always believe your words. So what they do is, if you can show them the gospel in action, then you can later show them the gospel in words. So first the action, they see, yes, Jesus is real. How had they seen it? You've provided help for their children. You've provided help for the hospital, help for their job. They've seen the gospel. And now you can just explain it.
And so we even know from early church history, that was really how the church started in many ways, is people would care for folks. It's how the first hospitals came about, care for people that weren't their families. And it's like, why are you doing this? And they're understanding it's for the gospel. So what I hear you saying is you're looking for needs that people have within the community, and then that opens up opportunities. But many of these people you're in relationships with, they know nothing about the gospel. And so where is it that you're starting with them, these people that have no knowledge, they don't know where anything about the Bible, or haven't read the Bible or heard often much of the Bible?
Well, next step, if they show interest in our faith, we invite them actually usually to Alpha course or courses. They usually go for 12 sessions, and they are investigative Bible studies, you can say, for non-believers, for new people. But they are done in a fun way, and we just have coffee, cookies, and we discuss the Bible, or is there God, or is Jesus the Son of God? But we follow the course, and which tell them from the beginning, just try and see, and if you don't agree, that's okay. At least you'll learn something more about the Bible. And so that's the first step we do, because if we just invite them Sunday to church, they probably won't come. But we try to first meet them with Jesus. And when they meet Jesus, actually in Bulgaria, at least takes a while before they, even when they become Christians, takes a while to commit to church, because it's such a non-prestigious thing to do in Bulgaria, to go regularly to an evangelical church.
Yeah, nobody pats them on the back for going to church in Bulgaria,
they have,
do they?
Troubles, actually. For that,
yeah, reason. Could get them in trouble with their work and with their family. And so you're creating a non-threatening environment where people can look and read the Bible. People can ask questions about the Bible. You don't get upset if they disagree. Just trying to get them to read the Bible. And then they come along and many become believers. And you're alluding to that already. It's a tough road, isn't it, for them in Bulgaria?
It's very tough. Mostly in Bulgaria, for many people, if you start following Jesus, you will lose many friends. You may have trouble in your work. Especially difficult if your spouse doesn't believe and you start following Jesus. It actually creates tension at home. It can. And this is why the minute they get into the church, we are start one-on-one discipleship with them. Me with the men, lady with the ladies. Unless people are discipled, they're not going to stick it out mm-hmm. in the difficult times. And so right away, we start, we sit down with them. Again, someplace, not in a church setting. We'll just sit in a coffee shop or in the park or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what real Christianity is. And what we found in our church is those 85% of those who finished discipleship, they stay in the church and serve. Oh. Those that don't, usually don't stay.
Yeah. So it's a commitment and you're preparing them. It's going to be difficult, mm-hmm. but you're also walking them through that, helping them as they have difficulty with their spouse, difficulty with coworkers, mm-hmm. trying to help them along. And then right here where we're at today, we saw seven people baptized the other day. One of them is very close by. So, so tell us a bit about that step, what that's like here in Bulgaria.
I think because of the social pressure, it's a much bigger step than perhaps we understand in the States. It tends to be Bulgarians have been in church a while. They go through discipleship, and it takes them a while to really accept that they need to be baptized. And because they realize that it's a public statement of their faith. You know, mm-hmm. when you come to Jesus, it's really a private thing. You ask Jesus into your heart, you ask for forgiveness of sins. You know, nothing sprouts out of your head. You can't see it outwardly. But this here, you get in front of all your friends, all the people mm-hmm. in the community, and you get baptized. There's also a little bit that, for us, the challenge in Bulgaria is the Orthodox Church is the national church of Bulgaria. And so when they get baptized, somehow, some people consider it almost a betrayal of their heritage. So it's a much bigger step than sometimes in the States. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing to see, you know, what God does in the hearts of people and completely changes entire families.
Yeah,
and that's an important step.
Nothing like it. And we saw it here. A family was baptized. They were once in one situation, and we see what the gospel has done in their lives and what it's done for their family. Well, we thank you for your ministry, for what you're doing in Bulgaria. We want you to know that we so appreciate you. We love you, and we're thankful for how you have allowed God to take you and use you. And we're also wanting to learn from you. And so we appreciate you taking the time to share your story today and also to give us some ideas wherever we may be in listening for how we might take this and apply it in our own lives, the gospel in our lives to reach others. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
And we want to thank you, our listeners. Thank you for listening in. Perhaps you know someone that would benefit from this podcast. Please take it, share it with them. If you can, give us a review on Facebook. Try to be nice. And remember, everything you do, however small it may be, if you're doing it for the gospel, it helps advance the cause of Christ. And remember, we're better together.